Good morning. This is Tony Kruko and Brenda Brim coming to you from Branson, Missouri. And I want to introduce my wife, Brenda Brim Kruko, so that she can take the prayer today.
Well, my husband has a Polish name, Kruko, and it just so happens that my mother is in Krakow, which it looks Krakow, Poland, where the death camps are, the Polish death camps. So anyway, I know we've been praying for this trip and this place that Mom has in the body, and she has boots on the ground. And so it's 3 o'clock, 7 hours ahead of us there. So they're very busy right now with in their what they're doing. But we get to pray, we get to work with Jesus Christ, and of course this is an Israel prayer crawl. So you know, that's what we pray for. Last time I spoke, you know, Mom had me pray, it was about the watching and being a watcher. And, of course, the Father is the watcher over Israel. He says, except the Lord watch the city, the watchmen watch in vain. So it's that Holy, it's that precious Spirit that lives inside of us that's the watcher. And so as we tune into our spirit, and we pray, and actually communicate. To be a watcher is that daily prayer life that we have. And the more we see the time getting short, the Lord keeps saying, watch and pray, because the days are evil. And so that's so important, because he does work through his body. As Aaron was the high priest in Psalm 133, and the oil, the Lord kind of showed me that was the body. When the oil went down the body, it says, how blessed are they that are in unity. And that the body, the head was Jesus. The high, of course, Aaron represented the high priest from the old covenant. But the new covenant is Jesus, the high priest. And the body was us. It said the oil went down his head, down his body, all the way down. And that oil was us. So the binding power of us with Jesus is the Holy Spirit. And so the reason why, you know, Jesus is very, very, very connected to what goes on in Israel, because he is going to be their future king. And in the land of Naphtali and the land of Zebulun, this is in Isaiah 9, it talks about how he is going to be a light in the darkness there. And then in verse 6, for a child is born to us in Israel, in the Galilee, well, actually in Israel, and to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the increase of government and peace there will be no end upon the throne of David, over his throne, to order it, establish it with judgment, justice, for that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord will perform this. Isaiah 11, 1 through 3, there shall come a rod from the stem of Jesse, David's father, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit in you and I, of the Lord will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear and reverence, the fear of the Lord, reverence all of him. His delight is in the fear of the Lord and reverencing and honoring him. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. So as a watcher, we don't get moved by what we see in the natural, and we don't are moved by what we hear in the natural, but we have the spirit of counsel and might. We have the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the knowledge and the awesome fear and reverence of the Lord. As I've learned, as the Lord, the Holy Spirit has taught me this and is still teaching me, thank God. One thing he has taught me is we have our daily bread, our daily assignment. each day. Give us this day our daily bread. That's our natural, our physical, and our spiritual, mostly our spiritual. Hallelujah. And as just lifting up Israel, let's just thank God. Let's just thank God for being a part of this body, that you are a part of this body, and that we get to come before the throne room and pray for Israel, pray for our leaders. And let's just give a thank offering right now. Just lift up your voice in thankfulness and joyfulness for what God is doing. And we get to be a part of all of it from our hearts. And we get to be a part of it with what he's called us for such a time as this, as Esther stood before the courts, donning the Spirit. Hallelujah. And we don him. We don the Christ wisdom. We don his knowledge. We don his reverence of the Father. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you have given us the opportunity, that you have shed your blood for us to work with thee. And we thank you, Jesus. We glorify your name. We honor you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yedi bonga manchinye, yei ni bukunya nakine bongstidigi labrodstidigi. And the government of Israel in that millennium, Lord, will be upon your shoulders. But now through your body, hallelujah, we get to work with thee. We get to pray for your heavenly, from that heavenly Jerusalem to the earthly Jerusalem. We pray for the earthly Zion. We watch as watchers on the wall. We watch as we work in you, as we move in you, as you bring up scriptures for us to brew in the Spirit over Israel. In a moon she begin, la bro, come and see. Yay, Father. Yay, Father. You ramosonga me. We hold that blood of protection over that Gaza situation. We hold the blood of Jesus over that Gaza situation. No weapon formed against it will prosper. In the name of Jesus, we say, peace be still. We say, peace be still. We say, peace be still. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, we say, peace be still. Yene mokonra makine kine bronchte mandedigi. Yene brona makine bronchte. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So now we can be quiet in our spirits a little bit and go down deep into him. Glory to God. And just wait upon him. Hallelujah. Father, we lift up our president. We lift up Donald J. Trump. We lift up the call of God upon him. We lift up the purposes of God upon him. And as we lift him up, Father, we have him hold hands with the president of Israel, Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu, that divine union that you told Max was about. The presidency was about the divine union between the two covenant nations, Father. We lift them up right now together. Ora beshik ora maki ani ikora makaya eniki ono soka maki eniki ono rabaya kai ene sikora shikaya ene sikora shina yaka. Ineki, o rasayene amad, ine oko, Abba Father. Oh, Father, we thank you for training up your watchers, that they're learning how to pray from the Spirit of God who lives inside of them. How to bring their bodies and their minds to their center under the subjection of their spirit and bringing life through their mouth. Ikor avre, as they speak out the words of the Father. Ikor aman shigish debo, as they speak the word of God, as they declare things, Father. Ikor aman degish dele gomo kama. We thank you, Lord. Ikor ama, that you're raising up your end time army, Lord, who knows you, who knows your presence, who knows how to go before your throne. Hallelujah. Ikor aman shibi kimora gayani siki. Isa, who know the keys, Lord, who know the keys, sika. E amakayani shte. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, Rama, we lift up Shelley and Mom and Mary Elaine. We lift up that their feet are ordered of the Lord. We thank you, Father, for the spirit of wisdom. We thank you for the spirit of knowledge that rests upon them. We thank you for the presence of the Father, Father, as they walk among those death camps. As they sense the spirit of death and evil, that light overcomes, Father, that light overcomes, hallelujah. And that which you have sent them on this assignment, your will be done, and it will be accomplished, Father. And we thank you for the spirit, Father, of the words of the Spirit coming forth and declaring what God is doing. Hallelujah, what he will do, Father, before the time comes for the Antichrist to set up his kingdom. Ide degene, ide gene ne nengino konda di de digo nushto lu kamande. Iki de gi de di de gi no mo gamai de ga di de dunga ba de gi shili konu kanagi di kane konu konu ba di kane. Ye ne ki norama. We thank you for the prayers that have been prayed, Father, for this assignment. We thank you for the faithful prayers that are so faithful, Father. Yay, nay, goranine, gay, no mandi, the yandi, the okoranich, and day, gede, lo norinine, gene, konya, ni, magaye. Yay, nay, gay, nay, no remonstrate, no remonstrate. Yay, nay, gay, no bonka man, so no, gay, no sora, she, ne, gay, la rege, yana, gay, o no, na, ni, a, nay, gay, nay, no, 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 risham, risham, ahayaka. Glory to God. I sent your prayers. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Yay, la God. Oh, Father. 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 Yay. 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 That you carry that or keep in that place as you go your through your day. Oh, Ramaya, oh, Ramaya, we have the spirit side of us who prays, the spirit of Christ, and then Jesus, who's forever at the right side of the Father praying, and we're working in those places in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for God's will on earth, for the precious saints, for Israel, for America. Hallelujah. When I was thinking of the Israel prayer call, too, the scripture, Psalm 108, came to me. And let me see here. We'll leave on this, John. We'll leave on this note, and then I think Tony has something to say. And I wanted to give you the scripture. It's so beautiful. It's about the watchman, that place that you're called in. And it's Isaiah 52. And as I'm looking for it, here we go. And it says, how beautiful, 52:7, verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, shalom, who brings good tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, I'm sure that word shalom, who says to Zion, your God reigns, who says to Israel, your God reigns, who says to America, your God reigns. Your watchmen shall lift up voices. With their voices they shall sing together, for they shall see eye to eye. That's one. When the Lord brings back Zion, break forth into joy, sing together, you waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Israel. And this is how he's done it. Verse 10. The Lord has made bare his holy arm. And that is his Holy Spirit. He's revealed his power in the eyes of all nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. We know that happened in 1948 when he brought back to root in 67. And we know that the arm and the power of God did that. And that, do you see where the watchman and him saw eye to eye? They worked together. Oh, it's exciting. Those prayers. Hallelujah. And so this Gaza situation, you know, I'm not sure exactly what's going on, to be honest. I think it's still kind of, you know, trying to blow a lot of smoke, but the Lord, he said something about Gaza, and it's in Psalm 108 here, and praise the Lord. Glory to God. And he says, oh God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations, for your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. God has spoken. So that was the prayer. That was the prayer right there of David. And then 7, God has spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkot. Gilead is mine. Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet for my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. That's Jordan. Over Edom I will cast my shoe. Over Philistia I will triumph. That's Gaza. The Philistines, their headquarters was the Mediterranean coastline, and that was Gaza. And he says, I will triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me to Edom? Is it not you, O God? And you, O God, who did not go out with our army? Who did not go out with our armies? Give us help for trouble, for the help of man is useless. Through God we will do valiantly, for it is he who shall tread down our enemies. So as watchmen, when you watch, you're watching from that throne. When you're going in your spirit, you are connecting with heavenly Jerusalem. You're working from that place far above principality, power, and might. And you're working with God's strong arm, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So I just want to thank you for your faithfulness. I want to thank you for how you love Mom and adore her, and she's precious. And I'm so thankful that my mother, just think about it, my mother is out there in a Polish dance camp with my sissy, and they're doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just want you to have a very, very, very blessed Wednesday, and we'll next week Mom will be here. She's coming in Sunday the 8th, and we'll shalom, shalom.
We want to reiterate, you know, how much of a blessing it is to join everybody on this prayer call. There's no distance in the spirit. And sitting here with Brenda praying, the presence of the Lord just invaded our home here. And there's no distance in the spirit. I hope and I pray that all of you are joining in with that same anointing and ushering it into your homes. And we want you to email the ministry or call the ministry and let us know how that presence of the Lord is coming into your home, because this corporate anointing is breaking yokes all over the world. This call is literally all over the world. And I heard somebody from my hometown, Hampton, Iowa, and that blesses me. My mother has a real estate company there, and people come in almost every week and say, I listen to Billy on the prayer call. I listen to her at noon prayer. And just blesses me that the further reaches of the world are coming in and joining in with this ministry, praying for Israel, praying for this country, praying for our president, and honoring 1 Timothy 2, lifting up our president. And I encourage you to continue doing that every day, because the days ahead are going to be more of a battle in the spirit than the days behind. And so this president needs your prayers to walk the walk that the Lord will have him. And we again thank you, Brenda, and I thank you. And it's truly an honor to be able to host this prayer call for Israel and for this nation. Shalom, shalom.